Welcome to the Speak Up Talk Radio Network. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo. And if we had to put a title to today's conversation, it would be United by a Common Goal. And you'll soon find out why. I have two passionate guests to share with you. Mark Waters, who is a candidate for the Office of Justice of the Peace in Aransas County, Texas, and Catherine DeJoya, Mark's social media consultant. Mark and Catherine come from differing political beliefs, but wisely cross those party lines as two human beings who desire to make a difference in their community. They have lots to say, so let's get started. Welcome, Mark and Catherine.
Hey, happy to be here, Pat.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. My pleasure. Mark, let's begin and get right down to it. First, could you briefly explain the job of Justice of the Peace?
Pat, it's really interesting. It has a long history. They go all the way back, you know, into the 15th century and even before. It literally means the keeper of the peace. And back in the day, that's what they did. They settled petty squabbles within the villages and things like that. And it has evolved to where it is today. And as a matter of fact, as I understand it, my son, who's a law student, told me this the other day, that 80% of the judges out there in the country are actually justices of the peace, where, you know, we're not required to have a law degree, but, you know, you have to have some practical knowledge. And today we settle things like small claims disputes, deal with a lot of juvenile issues, truancies, consign arrest warrants, and of course, the old joke, yes, we can marry people.
Okay, so there's quite a diverse job description. And speaking of diverse, you and I had interviewed a while back, and you had written a book, and we had talked about your life as a writer and an author. So why did you decide to run for a political office?
The story is short. Hurricane Harvey. It changed the dynamic, both literally and figuratively, in this community. And I've said it, you know, since I jumped into this campaign, perception and reality become intertwined. And the perception of this town is our county leaders failed us and are still failing us. You know, we've got millions of dollars that have rolled into this town and into our county. Quite frankly, it's just not accounted for. I'm not suggesting anything, but we want to know where it's at. It just hasn't gotten to the people to help. Mm-hmm. So me and a band of others, we just decided to step up to the plate and run and just take on the establishment.
Somebody's got to take charge. Now, you say that not only is impartial and honest justice a campaign slogan, but it is also a part of my platform. So let's talk about that a bit. What is it that you hope to change?
Catherine, I want you to jump in on this. You and I have talked a lot about it, so you go for it.
You know, the biggest thing, especially when you're talking about very small towns, everybody sort of knows each other, and there tends to be sort of this old boys club. And for Mark, and this is something we've spent a lot of time talking about, for him, it doesn't really matter what your last name is or what your address is, where you come from. When he's dealing with individuals, he's dealing with them on an individual level. And for him, and this is part of the reason why it mattered so much to me to be a part of this, it's about community. And really, that's what really drew me in.
I'll echo that. For me to say impartial and honest judgment is not for me to say that my opponent isn't. That's not the point. You know, people have asked me, how do you think you're going to do things better? Well, my argument to them is, I'm not saying I will do things better. I think that I'm going to be doing things differently. And yeah, in that, I think that I'm going to do things better. You know, I have such a big background dealing with juveniles and some of the justice that goes with those juveniles. You know, I've been in court with those kids when I had my counseling business. So I know what they're up against, and I know what they face. I won't take away what my opponent has done. I'm just saying that I think that I can add to, make better, and go in with a whole new of rules that I want to address and adhere to, and hopefully make things better for the community as a whole.
Right, right. And you mentioned your opponent. So do you think that your opponent will bring up your lack of political experience, or does that not matter?
God, I hope she does.
Okay, explain that.
It's just like the president. You know, he came in rolling into Washington with no real political experience, and people have just about had it with professional politicians. You know, I'm just a regular guy. You know, just a regular guy that stepped up to the plate and stuck my neck out there preparing to get my head chopped off.
And I just want to jump in here, too. When Mark first started writing, there were people who had things to say about the fact that he had no experience as an author and he didn't know what he was doing, and he had several books that have 5-star reviews and have topped the charts. I think it has a lot less to do with his experience and a lot more to do with the fact that he's just willing to put himself out there and learn as he goes and accept the mistakes and learn from them and come back better the second time around.
Oh, sure. I agree. And Pat, you know, I'm a very visual person. I can see myself in the job. Mm-hmm. I can see myself doing the job. I know in my heart how I'm going to handle particular circumstances. I don't care if it's a business dispute, like in a small claims deal. I've been on both sides of that. And so I go into that setting with an amount of empathy and I guess some sympathy. And so, you know, you wake up one day and you're 62 years old. The way that you view the world and your judgment is certainly clearer. In my years on this planet, I've become very focused. And like with the juvenile cases and things like that, I'm not one to throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, I want to be the one that initiates some programs for the juvenile cases that come to my court, rather than throwing heavy fines or even recommending jail time and things like that, especially for first-time and even second-time offenders. I've had this chat with Catherine. These kids don't come to me because something is not going on at home. And that's the one thing that I will be very focused on, is what's going on at home. And it's just too easy just to throw out a fine in some other form of punishment just to resolve a case and get it thrown out so that you can hear the next one.
Absolutely. Well, I am proud of you and for you for taking this leap. And, you know, as you say, your work with troubled teens is certainly going to come into play. So just because there's not political experience doesn't mean there's not life experience. And oftentimes that's the greatest experience of all. You also mentioned, talked about favoritism in geography, and that's going to stay in the parking lot. What do you mean by that?
Well, what I mean is anybody that comes to my courtroom, I don't care what side of the fence they come from or what ends of the tracks or whatever, those kinds of things don't have any meaning in my office and in the courtroom. That's where that impartial and honest judgment comes in. I don't care who you are, who your parents are, or who you are as an individual. I have laws that I need to adhere to, and that's just the way that stuff stays on the parking lot and doesn't enter into the courtroom.
Right. Right. I think everybody would agree with that, yes?
Oh, yeah.
I hope so.
Yeah.
And when you talk about a leap, yeah, sometimes I think it was a leap off of a cliff.
Hey, you never know until you take that leap. I want to talk about something I think that's extremely important between the two of you, because I mentioned this at the top, that you both have different political views. How have the two of you been able to work together and then also cross that conservative, somewhat liberal barrier?
Hey, let me just say one thing real quick, and then Catherine, you finish up. Catherine and I treat each other like human beings. We do it respectfully. We have our differences. We argue. We've gone at each other a little bit. But in the end, we're civil, we disagree, and we're friends.
Well, and that's what it really comes down to, is being civil. And I think we're unique in the fact that Mark and I had a relationship beforehand. I was also Mark's editor, and I helped him with some social media for his book. And so we've developed a really solid working relationship. We respect each other. We recognize that we have very different opinions. But when we come to the table, even if we're both feeling relatively heated about something, that respect is underlying that entire conversation. So while we may not agree on something, we don't let that disagreement take away from the mutual respect that we have for each other.
Here's the big but. We have not had one single disagreement about this campaign or what I stand for. Nothing.
Not one. Nope, not one.
And that's why I said at the top, united by a common goal. We can have differing opinions, and I think the relationship between the two of you really should transcend out into the community, and what's good for the community is what should happen, and not who knows who and who believes what. There should be that unification, really, by that common goal.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because when it comes down to it, the bottom line is politics isn't going to heal Aransas County after what happened with Harvey. It's not. And politics isn't the be-all and end-all. What it comes down to, bottom line, for me, personally, is seeing that Mark cares about his community, and he wants to make a difference. He goes out every single day. He's meeting people. He's talking to people. He's interacting with them on a human level. He doesn't care if they're a liberal. He doesn't care if they're conservative. He doesn't care. They're human beings. They're members of his community. Every single person in that community was hit just as hard as the person next to them.
Yep. Amen to that.
I met a Vietnam veteran yesterday. I think he served 2 tours in Vietnam. And you know, he's 100% disabled, service dog, the whole nine yards. So I'm guessing, you know, he's a victim of PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. And we talked for probably more than I should have. You know, I'm busy. But I spent about an hour with this guy, and I'm not sure what the outcome is going to be, but he recently got, I think it was a DWI. It was some time back. And he has gone before the court and with all of his stuff and medical. And, I mean, they just hung him out to dry. And this was the first time offense. He hired probably the biggest criminal lawyer in town. And I thought, you know, doesn't some of that play into this? Vietnam veteran, an award winner of medals and all this kind of thing. And then it's almost like that kind of stuff is just forgotten. I just don't understand.
Yeah, kind of missing that human element.
Yep.
Well, Mark, where can folks go then to learn more about you and to contact you?
Probably one of the best places is my website. It's got my platform and all my contact information on there. It would be www.markwatersforjp.com. And like I said, it's got all my contact information, and they can certainly find me on Facebook. All you got to do is look for Mark Waters and Justice of the Peace, and I'm sure something will pop up.
Well, any final words before we begin to wrap up?
You know, Pat, I want this so bad. I posted something the other day. I don't do this for me anymore. I do it for you. And you know what? I mean that. I was telling Beth yesterday, I said, you know what? Sometimes if I knew then what I knew now, I might not be doing this. But you know what? Gotta. I mean, I just have to do this. It's just gotten in me, and I gotta win.
There you go. So we know that you know the value of being connected, and that's why you're running for Aransas County Justice of the Peace Precinct 2. So put a cry out there to help him to help you, and let's get Mark elected. Visit the website, markwatersforjp.com. Well, how refreshing to bring the two of you together to show others that the common good transcends party lines and party labels. And the best of luck to you and Catherine.
Thanks, Pat.
Hey, I appreciate it.